Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Rents in Boston are the fifth highest in America. According to the real estate website Zumper, the average price for a one-bedroom hovers around $2,200 a month, and housing advocates say the city is in the midst of an eviction crisis. Yet this month, the state legislature quietly killed a petition from the city of Boston that aimed to gather data on just how many tenants are served notices to quit. The petition may have also protected some from eviction. But landlords say that petition, called the Jim Brooks Act, would have violated their rights and would ultimately lead to higher housing costs. Joining us now to explain the aims of this now-dead petition and what might come next is Radio Boston's Jamie Bologna. Hi, Jamie.
Good morning, Bob.
So you and Radio Boston host Meghna Chakrabarty have been following this story for the past 3 years when the Jim Brooks Act was first introduced. Give us the latest. What's happening?
Well, so the most recent version of the bill would have allowed the city of Boston to collect eviction data in real time instead of waiting a year to get the numbers from housing court to see where and how many people are being evicted. And as it was originally proposed, the petition would have led to the biggest change in housing rental policy in a generation. But in the years since, the protections have been watered down significantly, leaving only a data collection mechanism. And the biggest thing that got stripped from the bill over these years is that it would have required landlords to give a specific reason for evicting a tenant or not renewing a lease, what's known in advocate jargon as just cause eviction. So I want to play some tape here of Mayor Walsh's housing chief, Sheila Dillon. She's talking about the slimmed down proposal.
These were really small, fairly incremental requirements that we thought most landlords could live with. We're always trying to find, you know, the compromise between what the rights of the tenants and at the same time for small landlords to be able to run a business.
Jamie, why did this plan fail?
Well, Bob, how much time do you have? Because the short answer is this. State Senator William Brownsberger tells me that the problem was that it was a home rule petition and it didn't allow the legislature to make any changes to the city's plan.
I'm all over the issue philosophically, but we kind of go by rules up here. And so when somebody gives us a bill that we can't fix and it has problems, there's nowhere we can really go.
But Bob, housing advocates like Lisa Owens from City Life Vita Urbana, which is a tenants' rights nonprofit based in Jamaica Plain, they say the Jim Brooks Act didn't die because of a legislative technicality. It died because of outside pressure, and in her view, because the statehouse caved to the real estate lobby.
In the 60s, where would you have been, I would ask our elected officials, which side would you have been on when we were debating the Fair Housing Act? The Jim Brooks Stabilization Act is on that side of history.
But Jamie, as I understand it, landlord groups have been against the reforms from the start. So what didn't they like about the measure?
Well, some landlords say it would cause the cost of development and owning a property to skyrocket. And others see it as an affront to their personal property rights. So, Bob, I spoke with Rich Peretz. He's the president of the Small Property Owners Association. And he sees it as one step on the road back to rent control.
People who are more savvy see it for the, you know, quote-unquote nose in the tent to be expanded to work its way back to forced lease renewal and reasonable rent, which is how rent control began in the 60s. It was very softy-softy, very reasonable, very reasonable, very reasonable, and ratcheted up.
Okay, so this bill is dead, but is the fight over? What's the city planning to do next?
Okay, so I'm sorry to be a tease here, but you've got to tune in to Radio Boston today at 3 to find out. We're going to talk about exactly this, the next steps being taken by landlords and tenants' rights advocates, as well as city officials. Because you know this, housing is at the nexus of everything that's at stake in the region's growing economy, whether we're talking about finding ways to attract companies like Amazon or fixing the MBTA or keeping Boston affordable for everyone. Housing affects everyone in this city. And while it seems that City Hall and the housing advocates may have lost this battle, the war over housing is far from over.
All right. Well, we'll be tuning in to Radio Boston this afternoon at 3 to find out the answer to that question. Radio Boston's Jamie Bologna, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Bob.